weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Shepworth Wildlife Park has been taking advantage of our discarded Christmas trees. The park's tigers have been the happy recipients of about 30 trees. A little earlier, Rebecca Willers, who's curator at the park, told me why. Rebecca, lots of people are probably wondering what to do with that Christmas tree that they took down last night. But I gather that your tigers at the zoo are rather partial to them.
They love their Christmas trees, that's right. Obviously not to eat because they're toxic for cats, but as a play item, absolutely. So they have a great smell to them, Christmas trees, and that's, I think, what probably initially attracts our tigers to them. But additionally, actually, I like to use them, or our keepers like to use them in there, because they make great cover. So when the leaves are off the tree this time of year, it's great to be able to put these Christmas trees in, not just the tigers, but some of the other enclosures as well, because it adds cover to the enclosures so the animals feel more confident.
Oh, right, so they're sort of, well, what will they do? Will they move them around themselves, or?
Yeah, obviously it's quite a safe play item. We do put balls and things like that in there for the tigers to play with, but the Christmas tree is great because it's something that they can grapple with quite well and throw around the enclosure if they want to.
So what state do you give the Christmas tree to them? Do you leave the branches on or do you trim it back a little bit?
No, as they are, yeah, just as they are. But we'll use the ones where obviously the pine needles don't come off because we don't want those, that, you know, the risk of obviously a tiger ingesting anything.
I guess it could be nasty, couldn't it? I guess they wouldn't get in the paw or anything like that, but there could be other problems.
That's right. So we just use the ones where the needles stay on, that's right.
Mm. And you mentioned the smell. It's interesting. I took my tree down last night, and there's still, you know, quite a pleasant smell coming from the tree. How long does that last for? Do the animals get excited by that?
Well, it's obviously initial because it's a novel item that goes in initially with the animals, and that's what the enriching part is. And then it's our job then to keep them fun. So you can move them around, so changing the environment, an ever-changing environment. You can spray them, so we can spray perfumes on there or put herbs on there. Or we can use them to hide the food in as well. So you have to then, like with anything, you have to keep it novel.
Mm. And if somebody's listening to this and they're thinking, go and send them my tree. Do you have a need for them, or have you already got enough of the things?
Well, we have enough now. Maybe think for us for next year, that would be great. This year, I think people know now that our cats love the trees. So we were offered over 600, which was absolutely lovely. It was such a pleasure to have the support. But we only do have the two tigers, so we could only take the few in. But we can take potted or rooted Christmas trees, because we can plant those around the site, of course.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's useful. I wonder how many people do get the potted trees these days.
Yeah, I'm not sure myself. We've had the odd one in, and certainly they are still growing on the site, which is lovely to see.
Yeah, no, very, very, very much so. And I gather there's been some bad news as well over the last few days, because you've had a lynx which has sadly died.
Oh, that's right. It had to be put to sleep, actually, by our vet on his vet visit on Tuesday. This is Tamara. So we've had her since 2001. We took in her sister and her aunt. Her aunt was 21 last year and had cancer, so we had to put her to sleep in the summer. And actually, this was just an all kind of dental check that we were doing, because we were suspicious that she wasn't feeding so well. And it turned out that she had a tumour, oral tumour in the mouth. So the vet wanted to put her to sleep, unfortunately. So she was 19. She would have been 19 this year.
And is that a good age for a lynx?
It's a very good age for a lynx, yeah. But it does mean that, of course, her poor sister is on her own now. So the keepers are being very, very good at making sure that they're getting in there and putting new scents and things in there to keep her her interested and active. They weren't pair bonded, although they were sisters, but it's still, you know, the two of them in there would have been enriching together.
And I'm thinking that the same way that if one of us lost a close friend or relative, we'd be pretty upset, and it's not going to be any different for an animal either, is it?
That's right. Some of the animals don't like each other, I have to say.
Oh, really? Be happy they're gone.
There's certainly no love lost between our two tigers, Amber and Rana. They tolerate each other, I think. But these were sisters, so it probably is a bit different there. So we will be putting lots of new smells, toys, etc. in the environment to keep her stimulated. But she's an old lady herself. She's going to be, obviously they were twins, so that she will be 19 this year as well. So she's getting on now. But it was a sad day for all of the keepers. Making these decisions is very tough, which is why we always leave it to the vet to make.
Yes, because they're going to be upset too, really, aren't they, if they're tending the lynx every day and then, you know, suddenly she's not there.
It was lovely, actually. We put a photograph of her on Facebook, and she obviously, I hadn't realised that was such a following that she had. Lots of lovely messages from visitors that come here.
And I'm guessing that people coming by, if they haven't heard about the death of the lynx, they're going to be thinking, well, they used to have two there, now they've got just a one. So there's going to be questions that are going to be asked, I guess, from the public for several months to come.
Absolutely, and actually, people that wouldn't have been for the year would have remembered just having three, because, of course, it was only in May when we put the aunt down. And actually, as well, in addition, we still have people asking about our mountain lion, who died maybe just over a year ago.
Oh, really? So people becoming very attached to the animal?
They do. They absolutely become attached. And the animals get Christmas cards and birthday cards. It's very, very sweet.
And when something like this happens, do you think to yourself, let's see if there's an opportunity to replace the mountain lion or replace the lynx, or do you just, you know, wait to see what happens?
No, completely the opposite, actually. When Tige died, rather than replacing him and putting another cat in the enclosure, these enclosures, especially the cat enclosures, were built over 15 years ago. And so in those days, the size of the enclosures was acceptable. Today, it's not. So instead of putting another cat in there, the first thing we decided to do was actually to open up the enclosure and double the size of the lynx enclosure. And that's precisely what we'll do with the remaining female, is she will have now the entire enclosure to herself, because I don't want the animals to be in smaller environments for the sake of bringing in new species. We'd much rather they had more optimal environments that we can provide for them while we've got the opportunity.
So Rebecca Willers, who is the curator at the Shepworth Wildlife Park, speaking to me a little bit earlier on the subject of both Christmas trees and also that work which they're doing to effectively extend the living quarters of some of the animals there.